Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 13th of October. And a little bit of a Halloween day here in the markets. But continuing in the same vein here, we've had three sharp days in a row down to the downside on Wall Street. Now, the two main stories in the markets here today occurred in the Americas, one being on Wall Street and the other being with Brazil. So I'm going to cover those first in a break with my normal procedure. Okay, first, Wall Street was up a little bit in the very early pre-market trading to then slightly down, and then it drifted for a while before really getting hit hard in the last hour, I should say, of trading. And there's some fairly significant deteriorations that have taken place in here. Now, most important of all these is the S&P, and I've talked for the last 2 weeks about the S&P in this little narrow range between about 2020 and 1900. And the 1900 level, or just above the 1900 level, was also that early August low. Well, the S&P blasted down through that 1900 level today, and it closed at 1874 and change, and it also, of course, broke the 200-day moving average, and it's the biggest setback that we've seen for a while. But the main thing is it broke the uptrend, the main uptrend consistency characteristic, which had been evident since 2012. But it wasn't just the S&P, because we saw very similar action for the NASDAQ Composite Index, again taking out the early August low and also smashing below the 200-day moving average, as did the Dow Jones Transport Index. Now, of the big indices, well, that just leaves two, and in my excitement and wish to get this up to date, I didn't look at the Dow just yet, so I will put it up in a moment. But the NASDAQ 100 Index, which is certainly important, and that contains the best of the tech, and that got hit here today. It broke the early August low, but it's right on the MA, so it hasn't taken that MA out. And then, if you hold on while I just put up the Dow, it's the only one. Dow also just marginally through that early August low. And I assume that has taken out the MA, but I'll just check, and yes, it has. So we've just had a lot of deterioration in here today. And yeah, you've got a short-term oversold condition, given the very sharp falls, but I really think that it's going to be difficult, extremely difficult for these, for Wall Street to sustain more than tentative rallies in here today. And it's interesting, I was watching the market from the home gym here early this afternoon UK time, or around noon UK time, and the commentators that were rolled out to talk about Wall Street were surprisingly optimistic. Now, okay, maybe they just chose those that they knew would be optimistic, but at any rate, they were talking about, well, we might not see more than a 5% correction. Well, that's been taken out, but then they were saying, well, maybe it could go a little bit more than that. And they were also talking quite bullishly about the earnings prospects for the rest of the year. And I think to a man, I didn't see any women interviewed for this, they were all saying that they expected Wall Street to be higher by year end. Well, I hope they're right, but that's a bit of a gamble at this stage here right now. And I think we certainly get a further sell-off before we see any kind of significant rally. When I say that, the one thing that stands on my shoulder and whispers in my ear or shouts in my ear is, of course, the Fed. And the Fed policy really does remain extremely accommodative, even though the QE is actually ending. But the Fed could step in and say something that would support the market. But would that be a smart move? And should the Fed actually be doing that? I question that. I really do. I can't see the wisdom of that kind of action. But so again, I would be cautious here in terms of Wall Street. The most important point, to repeat it, that the uptrend consistency characteristics of the of Wall Street, really dating back into 2012, those have been broken, and they've been broken quickly and decisively. And that's going to shake confidence here. Also, with the dollar stronger, that's got to be a bit of a headwind, although not today. But that dollar rally that we have seen in recent months has got to be a headwind here in terms of earnings. And people are talking really quite optimistically about earnings. Again, I hope they're right. But that'll be maybe a bit of a, they may be overstating it, is the point. Okay, let's move on to the other index, and that's Brazil. And Rousseff, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. She's behind in a poll that was taken today. Okay, they only polled 2,000 people, and they say that it has a 2 to 3% error rate. But she's clearly behind at this stage. So you had a big 4.78 percentage point gain. Now, we've seen this before, although I think this is probably the biggest closing rally that we've seen, and it also occurred against the background of a rout continuing on Wall Street here. But it just highlights a point that this service of ours has just emphasized over and over and over again. Governance is everything! Exclamation point. And if you get a pro business government, an economically savvy government in Brazil, it would be transformative and a very, very good thing. So I think basically the attitude here at the moment is among many voters, is anybody but Rousseff. So, what else actually happened on the day? Well, on Wall Street's influence, that whacked, and I should just mention those percentage moves. The S&P had the biggest one, down 1.65% on Wall Street. Canada down 1.6%. Mexico 0.8%. Point. And let me just do Europe. I'll do them in reverse order. Mixed day on Europe. Italy, Netherlands, Sweden, Switzerland, all down. I'm just reading them off the central page that I have here. I haven't looked at all of them today. But the Euro Stoxx 50, the FTSE 100, CAC, that's France, Germany, and Spain also all had modest gains in here today. I think they get whacked tomorrow on based on what's happened here on Wall Street. In the Asia Pacific region, we had Japan. It's been down again, and one of the main reasons for that is the firmer tone that we see for the yen, currently at 106.80 against the US dollar. Now, that's not good for Japan, and or sentiment in Japan, I should really say. Japan's an interesting market, but it's pulling back from those recovery highs that it had seen just what was it? Just a couple of weeks ago, and we may see a little more of that here. Create another buying opportunity in all probability, and it is still one of the cheaper markets by most measures. China, well, Hong Kong had a quarter point gain here today. The Shanghai Composite had a third of a point percentage point decline here today, but that's basically steady, but will likely to be tested tomorrow and maybe have an adverse Wall Street, I think, would have an adverse effect on the Hang Seng, Hong Kong Hang Seng Index. The A shares, I said on a number of occasions, they're more likely than anything else to be able to resist the trend on Wall Street, but we'll see, because you've got a short-term overbought condition on those Shanghai Composite indices. Meanwhile, Taiwan and South Korea, Australia, all lower in here today. It's easier to pick up the ones that had gains. Well, that was pretty much, other than Hong Kong, which I've already mentioned, it was India, up a third of a percentage point. But again, that will be tested tomorrow. The others are weaker. Malaysia's been falling quite sharply recently. Indonesia's soft as well. New Zealand down over a percentage point. So a lot of selling there, and I expect to see more of that tomorrow. Looking at the bonds, the U.S. 10-year taking its cue from Wall Street's stock market, but a very low yield, 2.28%. Then in Europe, you've got a depression or clear deflation yields available under 1% for Germany and several other countries. Also in here today, the dollar index, actually that's weakened after hours, well down on the day to 85.20. I'm just going to put that chart up. That's DXY if you look at that in your library. And that is, it's not an intraday low, but it's a closing low for the last, oh, looks like 2.5 weeks here, almost 2.5 weeks following the recovery high. Remember, that had been moving steadily upwards starting in early July, and it accelerated higher with its biggest upside day actually occurring on the 3rd of October. And this is not the intraday low, but it is the closing low since that high. So we may see that come down a little bit further. And I think the Fed would prefer to see that come back a little bit further. That helped precious metals a little bit. Palladium barely higher. 785.45, but that remains as it's been all along, the steadiest of the performers overall. Silver was strong early this morning and then lost it and gave it all up, but then picked up a little bit here in the afternoon at $17.48. That's up nearly 18 cents here today. Platinum modest gain, $1,264.70. That's up $3.10. Gold did better. It's $1,235 and change. That's up $12.50 here today. Grains and beans. The weather is very wet over the weekend, very wet here today. In the U.S. growing regions. And all the discounts have been for record crops. They had such good growing conditions, but they don't have such good harvesting conditions. It's never over till it's over, is it, with those agricultural crops? So you had some short covering and perhaps long buying here today that boosted those depressed agricultural commodities quite sharply. I have no positions in this market this time, but I'm very much hoping that we get a successful harvest, that it dries out enough for them to be able to complete that, because be better for the world. And crude oil, my goodness, we've got the WTI, that's a U.S. contract, trading at 85.00 as I speak, but it was a dollar lower earlier on today. And just to put up the Brent here for you today, that's down $2.04. It's at $88.17. The decline has steepened. But remember, that was up over $115, nearly reached $116 back in July, in the latter second half of July. And here we are, just above the $88 level. It's crunch time for some of the producers in here. Very, very, very interesting. More on that tomorrow, no doubt. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.